Not too long ago, Doug Wolf stepped on a nail. He needed a tetanus shot, so he went to an urgent care with his mom, who used to work in healthcare. He saw a huge menu of prices posted up on the wall.
And I looked at my mom. I said, you know, this is great. This is true transparency. If I came in here and I had a broken arm, they would put a cast on it for $160. Isn't that wonderful?
Now, Wolf is a lawyer with a specialty in healthcare. He does a lot of work around medical reimbursement.
And my mother chuckled and she looked at me and she goes, they'd put a cast on for $160, but you would need an x-ray. And would the x-ray be three slides or two? You're probably going to be in pain, so they're going to give you an injection for pain medicine. I thought I'd walk out of there with a $160 bill if I broke my arm, but it would be more like $1,200 or $1,500.
Transparency in healthcare pricing means different things to different people. So let's acknowledge something here. Healthcare pricing is complicated. Among the many ways of measuring it, you've got what gets charged, what you pay, and if you have insurance, what your insurer pays on your behalf for your particular plan with your particular doctor. It's generally not easy to get that information. Dr. Stephen Ullman is director of the Center for Health Sector Management and Policy at the University of Miami.
It would be like going into Starbucks for a cup of coffee today, and they telling me they cannot tell me the price of the coffee right now, but I will get a bill 2 months from now for the coffee.
And of course, the stakes are lower with the price of coffee. A bad cup of coffee does not mean the same thing as a bad surgery. There are states, including Florida, experimenting with something called an all-payer claims database. And these are massive data clearinghouses of what insurance providers actually paid on behalf of patients. One of the big criticisms, though, is that these all-payer claims databases tend to be hard for a consumer to navigate. There's just so much information. Ullman and others point out that even if patients had all the prices laid out in front of them in an easy-to-follow way, if costs were completely transparent, it's still hard to make an informed decision without information about how good the care is.
The information about quality provides a very, very important context for the information on charges and payment.
Bruce Rubin is president of the Florida Hospital Association, which is one of a number of groups developing transparency tools. The database at missiontocare.org launched earlier this year. It shows average charges and average prices paid for the top 50 procedures at Florida hospitals. It also lets users look up federally reported quality measures. Now, because it's average prices, it's no guarantee of what you'll pay, but Rubin says it's a starting point. Of course, nobody's really price shopping in an emergency.
In a true crisis, the last thing people are concerned about are costs. And that's probably appropriate.
Linda Quick agrees. She does healthcare consulting with the Quick Bernstein Connections Group. She ran the South Florida Hospital and Healthcare Association for many years. And she's skeptical about the power of transparency because people don't shop for medical care the way they shop for other goods and services.
This notion of transparency or making all of that information available directly to consumers is not a bad idea. It's just not a terribly useful idea.
True transparency would be the simplest thing in the world.
Stephen Weissman has spent a lot of time thinking about what transparency can be. He's a lawyer, and he got a peek behind the curtain when he served as an interim hospital chief a few years ago. Here's his transparency dream.
All healthcare providers have to state their prices, and they have to charge everybody that price. Same as gas stations, the same as delicatessens, the same as a department store.
Weissman launched a petition on change.org asking federal leadership to do just that. So far, it has more than 100,000 signatures. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.